something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg got an email from a guy who says his favorite recurring bit, because even though we don't really call them bits, we do have our favorite recurring themes on this program, is me and you arguing about Jeff Lynn and Joe Walsh. That, we can't help ourselves. Not so much of the, he said, the way he wrote it, he said that Todd's involved when it comes to the Jeff Lynn producing, and I think it's more that I don't hate Joe Walsh. Now, once I don't want, I'm not going to go to this rabbit hole again.
Of course, we're not.
but it was the Eagle Joe Walsh thing. But he writes that he says that when you and I just go off at each other about something not important at all, it's his favorite recurring bit. Yeah. So thank you, man. Dude from Lincoln, I can't remember his name. I read the email earlier.
Let me see. It's Jonathan.
Read the email from the.
I want to get away from
this, because we're not going down. I'm not going down this rabbit hole. I'm too tired. I'm not really tired. It's just Friday.
Let's talk Rocky Mountain Way.
I like Jonathan's last line.
I like Rocky Mountain Way.
P.S.
at an Eagles show.
I love Jeff Lynn, but I could do without Joe Walsh.
No, I know that. See, I'm not going to say anything.
Grenade pin pulled.
I like.
No kidding.
I like Joe Walsh.
Yeah, he's right. I only have objections to Jeff Lynn's production of Tom Petty material.
Right. These are all serious subjects.
I really don't have a dog in the fight any other way.
Read the email from the guy that wants our trained counseling.
Okay, let's see. That came in yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. It's always guys bragging about getting laid usually, but it sounds good to me. You know, it's usually strange. I need your advice on bagging a strange chick.
Keep killing time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here we go.
All right.
Let's see. Need some advice. Obviously, don't say my name. Married for 5 years. I kind of settled because I was in a new city. I've been dating a few girls. I met her and I liked her. It was good at first, but last girlfriend I had was a crazy bitch, so not getting yelled at all the time was very nice. So we got married. Had a kid. Been downhill ever since. I mentioned
that's
divorce.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah. Mentioned divorce a couple years ago.
You came to the right guys.
That'll happen.
She lost it. See, that should be your first red flag right there.
The what?
I mentioned divorce a couple years ago, he says, and she lost it.
Yeah, but there's extenuating circumstances
so
coming up here.
So I put my feelings aside and pushed on. Really, the only reason I'm in the relationship is because my son has a disability and is not able to do a lot. I'll walk, get dressed, so on. So my wife relies on me to do a lot helping him.
Obviously.
My son is in my life, so I do all I can do. There's this gal I've been playing softball with for the past year.
There you go.
So I always thought it was sexy and lots of fun. Well,
I might have been here, though. Yeah. Said the past year, they said the past couple weeks. No, they were playing softball
2 weeks ago.
That's right, yeah.
After our game, a bunch of us went out and went to the strip club.
Yeah.
She went,
this
too.
This is where it gets hot.
After a little bit, we were pretty tuned up. She gave me a lap dance. Very hot. It's time to leave, and she rode with me to the bar, so I was taking her back to her car. As I'm driving, she gets a little handsy and starts with the Sotom.
Yep.
Dropped her off. We went to her house and banged.
Yeah, it's all sexy and romantic.
Romantic.
So yeah. He wrote all that. You're reading it verbatim, too. I saw it. Yeah.
It was glorious.
Glorious.
Went over there several times the past couple of weeks, and we really like each other. Yesterday, we took the day off and went out and did stuff besides bang.
Why?
I really like her, but
she's testing the waters of actually hanging out.
You know? I'm trapped in this sexless, Sotomless marriage.
Sotomless.
With the new girl, I've gotten more sex and more Sotom than I've actually gotten all year from my wife.
That's in the beginning, though.
I've actually felt happy. I feel like I need to be there for my son because my wife can't handle all the things that go along with his care. I don't know if this is new, strange, or if it's something that's worth divorce. I really do enjoy hanging out with a new girl. Do I sacrifice my happiness to be there for my son 24/7? Or do I need to get out of marriage to find happiness before I have a mental breakdown?
I have no idea what his son's affliction is. It sounds pretty serious, though.
The new girl knows I'm married and everything and hasn't told anyone what we're doing. I just don't know what the end game is.
Well, if you leave, be prepared financially to get your ass raped because you'll be paying a lot.
Please help. Because I won't be able to listen live, but I'll be able to respond via email with any
podcast,
questions.
TNTempire.com for the podcast. Once again, that's a new thing. That's just perfect timing. Hot chick, grind joining you at a strip club. She's not a stripper. You like her. You have sex with her. You know, but she knows you're married, too, man.
Yeah, but I think he needs to get out, and I think...
Oh, he does. Yes, okay,
if the wife is that helpless, he can probably get custody of his son. But when he gets custody of his son.
Will that chick want to be around?
Is this chick going to want anything to do with him then?
Or even at all.
Yeah.
Well, does she want him now? I mean, or does she just want a fling, or does she...
That's a great point. He never says what she wants.
And that's a factor.
You might want to ask her that.
She might
It seems like, with the kid, it takes two.
Yes.
Yep.
And when, by the way, even,
so
even,
mom's going to have to be involved.
I'm not saying he's going to get custody. I'm sure his wife's fine with the kid, too. He just helps out. But even sharing custody or weekends, that kid's going to be around. And does the new chick want to deal with that?
Yeah. Or he could get the joint custody thing where he's, you know, 2 weeks.
It's not about
weeks.
That. It's about his new woman. Will she? Does she want a kid around? Fake kids, no matter who they are.
Or a high maintenance. Not. In this case, a
high maintenance fake
kid.
Right?
Yeah. Does she want that? What
Probably
does she
not.
Want?
Probably not. This is easy if he just shows over and takes care of that once in a while and then he leaves.
Yeah, so he needs to respond with that answer to that question.
Right.
I would imagine the wife doesn't listen because that's a very specific situation.
Yeah,
she's going to know who it is.
It's very specific.
If she's a listener.
No, that's what I thought. I said softball. I said,
Disabled kid.
I'm sorry, handicap. I don't know the appropriate way.
Disabled.
Yeah.
That's his word.
Okay, good. Softball, disabled kid, and then apparently one day he just wasn't around.
Yeah.
He was at the park with a new girl.
And you got to find out.
That takes balls, and you have a side piece, and you do public stuff. Because you get caught. I get caught. I've done that twice back in the day.
Yeah, but that had
and
nothing
I
to do.
Snagged, but I wouldn't marry nothing like that. I'm just saying I've been somewhere in public with somebody on the side, and somebody just say walked over and said, hey, are you dating her?
I had a good chuckle that night.
No. That might happen that night, but that did happen. I wasn't even thinking about that one. One in Pennsylvania happened.
It did.
I just went to another separate town, to this little bar. I'm thinking, nobody's going to see me there. First time I see the guy at the bar. Have me working in that town, have me be like my girlfriend's brother's best friend. Hey, what's up, Mike? What are you doing? Nothing. This is so-and-so.
This is my sister.
You introduced her?
Well, I had to.
Yeah.
And then she was right there. We were sitting in a booth. I'm thinking, that guy's not going to say anything.
Same side of the booth?
The guy said something like within 14 hours.
Oh, little bitch.
Yeah. It would have been quicker if there were cell phones.
Yeah.
There would have been a picture.
Thank you. It takes balls to go in public. Somebody's going to see you, man.
Or social media.
There was none of that back in the day. Yeah, either one of those times.
Because I've heard stories about,
remember the...
Guy bangs a chick, and then dude finds out. Let's say it's his girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, so he gets a hold of the guy's girlfriend on Facebook and rats him out.
Yeah.
This is just bitch move.
Well, that's just that's
a total bitch move.
Yeah, he's just trying to get in there. That's what it is.
Yeah, he doesn't get on Facebook and yell at the guy. He goes right to his girlfriend and says, you guys banging me.
Plus, with phones and cameras now, I mean, nobody had cameras in the bars back in the day. But what was that country star that, I nailed it.
Good
I said
job.
The whole word, man. Yeah. And I almost stopped just because I was tired.
He was
had to be sucking face to the chick in a bar behind his wife's back, and just somebody's filming.
Jason Aldean,
somebody like that. He just snoozing up with he. That could happen anywhere, but without the cell phone video, he can't deny it. Then,
there's no denial now.
No denial now. Right.
Who was the basketball player that got snagged? That was security cam video, wasn't it? I think he was with one of the Kylie Jenner, or one of the Kardashian.
Oh yeah,
girls.
There was Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
He went out at a club with a little harem.
Right.
Yeah, I think he was sucking face with one or more than one of the girls.
This guy's situation is real rough, obviously, because obviously the ex-wife or the wife is going to make him feel really guilty divorcing her when they have a disabled kid.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like he's having any fun.
No. He should try to look forward. But also you got to make sure this other girl's ready to handle that.
So I know
ready to handle that.
I'm not one of the trained counselors. That wasn't written to me, but I'm going to throw in my two cents. The best situation is the wife, you tell her, I'm going to hang out with her for the things that you aren't doing. We're going to stay married. And I'm going to have fun with her on the side.
Yeah.
And if she can't handle that, then...
Yeah.
Well,
then
honesty's the best policy, theoretically.
Right.
Well, whether or not he's going to get on with this girl or not, I think he needs to get out of that marriage. If he's not happy, if it's loveless and show tomless,
it's a good
sexless.
Point.
You got to take care of the kid. And if it's best for the mom and the dad to take care of a kid, they got to figure out a way to do that.
He says it's two people to take care of the child.
Yeah, they got to figure out a way.
Probably hand off, you know. My sister's checking in again. The woman's point of view: this guy must be stupid. Of course, he's happy. It's new. If anything, he should get out of the marriage, but not for someone else. That's true. He shouldn't, but he ain't gonna leave her without somebody else on the side.
Yeah, if this is the thing that gets him out of the marriage, fine.
Sounds like he's only leaving the marriage because of that, though.
But we're not saying, I'm not saying you should go marry her, the side chick, but. You know, if that falls apart later on, fine.
It sounds to me like he's already looking to fall in love with her.
Yeah, but
I took her out. We're doing stuff that's fun.
Like he's less than happy. And you know, kids grow up in an environment like that. No good. No good for anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I've known people that have stayed together for the kids, and it just it doesn't make anybody happy.
And they're
But this kid needs a little bit more help.
It's a huge difference.
It's
totally
not one
different.
That you can just drop off at McDonald's.
I'm with you. I'm with you. The guy might have to stay around for the kid. But you were sounding a little facetious, but I kind of agree with you there. I mean, listen, let's make an arrangement.
What would be hilarious
I get
is
so
if
Tom's
the wife
from the
had
chick
the side piece herself.
Right. Okay, yeah. But here's it. When he says...
She's not bagging him because she's already bagging somebody else.
He says, I brought up a divorce a couple of years ago and she lost it. How do you think she's going to react to, how about we stay married, but I got...
It's not going to work.
Side piece.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
I said I'm not good at train counseling.
Yeah, okay
it wasn't addressed to me.
No, I mean, that's definitely a distinct possibility, but just from the comments I've read, it doesn't sound like this wife would go for a side piece.
Oh, of course she's not going to go for that. No.
I mean, that would be ideal. That would be the way to go. Hey, listen, since you're not taking care of anything, we'll stay together, take care of the kids, but side piece.
Here's the deal, though.
But then the divorce is on her.
If he hooks up with that new woman, though, he's always got to play softball with her. He can't play ever again without her. I know what softball means, because, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be there all the time.
Oh, the new one now, he can't go play softball without her on the same team now. Because he knows that she knows he bangs chicks at softball.
I suppose he went to the strip bar afterwards.
No, that was just with you, honey.
And Sally gave you a lap dance, huh?
Yeah. Well, Sally's a guy. I love that commercial. Well, Sally's a guy. So.
And surely you can't blame Sally.
No, I've known Dugger's story.
We don't know. This kid, it must be, I mean,
people have
bad
an affair
shit.
With somebody and they end up with them and they're trusting, even though.
This guy's bringing in a disabled kid to the new affair relationship. This girl sounds like a wild piece of ass on the side, and she might not even want anything to do with us.
She may
kid.
Not want anything more than what she's getting now.
Right. It says the new girl knows I'm married and everything. I don't know if that means she knows the situation with the kid.
Of course she does. Of course she does.
Sure.
He told
us. She may not want to get involved in any of that, and she's getting what she wants.
But she gave you a roadie on the way home from a strip club, so that's one in the win column for her.
She's near perfect.
Right. And then took him inside and banged him.
I think she's near perfect also.
Finished him off inside.
Right.
Went back to the house.
That's another one in the win column.
Yeah.
But he always.
By the way, if he's this is a girl he works with too, so everybody's fine.
Does
everybody
she think this guy is relationship material?
Everybody knows where this guy works. He's banging her now. Doesn't matter.
I still say that even if the side thing falls apart down the road,
you gotta get out of the marriage.
It's a good thing for him to get out of the marriage.
Yeah, because he doesn't sound happy.
No.
Yeah, but don't put all your eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
Right? Don't get your heart broken over there because you think she should have stayed with
him. Right.
You.
Right. Understand that that'll probably end horribly too.
Yeah, because. How's she going to trust her?
We don't
her
know
she
how
goes?
She feels. She may be perfectly content with softball
that's
practice.
The dude has to get back on us. How does the new one feel?
Yeah.
Well, if he shows up with a duffel bag on her doorstep.
But the fact
and
that,
his kid every third week, every weekend and Tuesdays. You
we
know?
Threw a lot at him.
Yeah.
But the fact that they took the day off to just go hang together, it seems like she might have some sort of the same type of feelings.
Yeah.
If it was just about the sex for her, she wouldn't go hang out for the day with him.
Yeah, she'd give roadies to somebody else.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, yeah, apparently she gives them out freely. Well, you know, the grass is...
Show of hands.
Right. The grass is greener on the other side, but you're still going to mow it. You're going to get tired of her.
Of course.
Or she's going to do something to
grass is
irritate
always
you.
Grass is always greener. Right. And in the other situation, at least they both love this kid. A stranger might not love that kid. Just the way it works, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like the kid care is equitable.
Yeah, that thing
he doesn't bitch about that.
It just sounds really hardcore. Ooh, who was that?
That was me.
Okay, I didn't see you leaning.
I rarely produce an audible fart.
Yes, you do. That's something that might stink, too.
Yeah,
Good. I'm glad you leaned it towards LD.
Because they were very audible last night.
Craig, you bummed out. It's Friday, man.
Same for the air.
You bummed out it's Friday?
You know, yes, I'm bummed out it's Friday because we're not going to be working the next couple of days, but I am scheming on how I can be working the next couple of days.
Oh, okay.
You got a microphone free somewhere?
No, I might just, you know, come here and hang out.
All right. Grab the banana, start talking into
yes,
it.
Yes, indeed.
What are we talking about?
I'm not far away. But we're trying to come up with an acronym specifically for you. And like, God damn it, it's Friday, or F, it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Suck it, Jesus.
I like, I like Sidgiff. Suck it, Jesus, it's Friday.
Suck it, Jesus.
It's not Friday. Good.
Yeah, I think that one will catch on.
But putting that next to a Chick-fil-A, that store.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I had to interject that one.
He's not.
I'm usually not one to bring that one up, but I thought that Sidgiff. Sidgiff, suck it, Jesus, it's Friday.
I am very proud of myself.
You are?
Yes, I am.
You should be. You always should be.
We're very proud of you, too.
Thank you. I did not make it to the end of the football game.
No, I didn't. I didn't either. Well, I barely made the beginning of it.
That's what you have me for.
Didn't have a horse in that race.
Were you watching something else, or did you fall asleep?
I dropped off.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm very proud of myself for not staying up that late.
I was reading my Twitter on the toilet this morning when I see a big Raiders logo from 9.5-toed Luke. I'm thinking, well, they won.
And they did.
Yep.
Phillip Rivers threw his third interception of the game in the final seconds.
He didn't do that the week before, though.
26-24.
No,
he
Raiders
up the
end up with the win.
He came through when it counted.
Yep. The Raiders are 5-4 now, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And the Chargers are 3-6.
4-6.
Oh. Oh, they were. Yeah, that's right. They beat you guys last week.
Shut up.
I'm not saying
that.
And
they had three other wins as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was a pick 'em game.
Todd bet the house, man. He's treating today.
Mm. Friday.
Yeah.
No, Sunday. I'm treating Sunday.
Oh.
Taking my winnings down to Chick-fil-A, and I'll announce the location of the place I'm buying everybody chicken sandwiches soon, but we'll do it on Sunday at the Chick-fil-A of my choosing.
Okay.
The Suck of Jesus restaurant's going to be open on Sundays, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You get a franchise.
Yeah. Todd's not going to help them out and go there.
Well, they ain't open
and
yet.
Buy everybody lunch.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole Second Jesus It's Friday restaurant chain. That'll catch on.
Probably not.
It would be funny if Popeyes did the same thing like Walgreens and CVS does and put one right across from a Chick-fil-A. Well, every place that they have one.
And you're right. And to have upper specials all day Sunday. Now, you had the Popeyes chicken sandwich. How was it?
Yeah,
glorious?
Well, I like the Popeyes chicken, but I like it over KFC.
Right.
But so I enjoyed the sandwich.
Okay,
was a chicken sandwich.
Here's what I keep seeing:
it's just a chicken sandwich.
That the Popeyes chicken sandwich is okay, but not worth killing someone over. So tell me a piece of food that's worth killing someone over.
unless you're fighting to the death for the food, you're both about to die. Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless somebody's coming at you with a piece of food and a gun.
Yeah.
No, it's not worth killing anybody over.
Right.
So I love that review. No, obviously not. I can't think of any food that I would kill someone over.
No.
Yeah. Unless you are the last man on earth and starving.
Right.
And then there's another guy eating all the food.
Right.
Then I'd have to kill him.
Exactly.
With my bare hands.
Of course, you'd be weaker than him because he's eating all the food, so he'd probably kill you anyway. Yeah.
Well, he's probably weak, too.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't have a gun and no fridge to hide behind.
Yeah, the place I went to, I went to the drive-thru, ordered, paid for it, picked it up, and no incident.
Yeah,
did you wait?
He asked me off there. I
No, there was no wait.
I said, well, you stabbed in line.
I had to wait in line yesterday for,
what?
Get this, air for the tires.
Yeah,
most places, you got to pay anymore.
Not mine.
But at the grocery store in my neighborhood,
not my gas station. Yeah,
there's free air.
It's still free. It should be free. I will stand by. Air should be free.
And it's actually a nice machine because you can dial up the whatever pounds per square inch.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and then you hear it beep, so you don't have to take it out, check the gauge. Oh, it needs more.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it goes real quick. But I got there at 10:30, and I'm like sixth in line.
Yeah,
it's cold out.
I know, but you would think at 10:30.
Daytime?
Right, yeah, in the daytime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that the air machine would be free, but no, sure they're lined up around the block.
Drunk at 10:30 at night, so.
Like a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
What's
there? Free air. What's everybody in line for? Free air
person?
For our cars? Yes.
I get mad if one person's there when I pull up.
Yeah, but.
My wife's car will beep the horn when it gets to the right pressure.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it just does a quick beep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this machine.
That's what that guy does when he's
beeps.
Getting the roadie. He beeps the horn when it's the right pressure. That's what I do. Right there, right there. Uh-huh.
With the back of her head.
But yeah, paying for air for the tires? No, that is.
Nope.
I'll drive to the next gas station on a flat if I have to.
Yeah, no.
I'm not paying for air.
I don't know places that have. This is the only place I know that has one. I guess there's a convenience store I know that has one, but you got to pay for it.
No, mine don't.
Oh, yeah, the convenience store right across from my house is free.
Mine's free too.
Yeah. But I have. I've pulled up
and
to
the
ones.
The day they put money on there, I'll go in and bitch.
I've pulled up to ones where it says, well, yeah, you got to pump in some quarters here. And I go, nah.
No, you don't.
Nah, it's not that. It's not that flat. Moving on.
Todd, you can buy an air compressor for your garage.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't need that.
Then think of all the power tools you could buy.
Yeah.
And watch them.
The hell do I need that
sit
for?
Sit there.
Yeah.
Get yourself a nail gun. Think of all the damage you could do with that.
No, don't get a nail gun.
I have one. They're fun.
Yeah.
I've used one. They are fun.
Yeah, I don't find them necessary. I hire guys who have nail guns.
He shot a gun through his floor and hit his fridge. You don't want a nail gun.
Well, those have a guard on them. A nail gun pressed up against something.
Like his foot.
Yeah, a nail gun has more of a safety than a rail gun.
It probably does.
Yeah, I have a chainsaw, and we haven't had any incidents with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
The nail gun, Todd, is one of those things you don't realize you need it until you have it. And then you go, how did I live without a nail gun?
Yeah, I think I can live without a nail gun.
Yeah, you think that. You think that until you have one.
I don't build stuff.
You will when you have a nail gun.
You can buy an impact wrench, zip off those lug nuts really quick.
I'm not inclined.
No. What's up, Greg?
I'm waiting for Todd to get intrigued here.
No, he's not.
Taking up the construction banner.
Nope. We pay for the economy to go around.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
I like to keep the handy guys in business.
Me too.
I don't blame you.
You won't catch me doing any home projects. That's taking money from somebody else.
Right.
Authorities say a couple people were traveling in a Chevy Impala in Sacramento.
You mean in style?
Maybe.
If you're traveling in a Chevy Impala.
No, not the new ones. If it was an old one, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
When a metal bar bounced off a semi-truck, pierced the front of the car, and impaled the passenger's leg.
Man.
Somebody just gurgle? Somebody's stomach?
That was Craig's
stomach.
That was my stomach.
Yeah?
It was Craig's stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need some barbecue?
I do.
About an hour.
Hog wild.
Wow.
Wow, I heard
that's
that
a loud gurgle, man.
Yeah.
Todd's ass in your stomach.
A match?
In the morning.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, it impaled the passenger's leg. The driver called 911, got off the freeway. First responders took the passenger to the hospital. And now they are looking for the truck that failed to stop. And if you're driving the truck, you've got no idea something just fell off the back.
Yeah. Now, when they take you away, they got to leave that piece that impaled you in your body, don't they?
The metal bar bounced up, entered the right front of the Chevy. Through the engine compartment.
Bitch. Man, what are the
odds? Impaled the right leg of the right front passenger.
Lucky it didn't go right through the guy's crotch.
Because your natural reaction would be to try to pull that thing out, but then I think you'd bleed to death. So you got to wait till you get to the hospital before they cut that out.
Generally, I think that's the protocol there. Leave it in until you get to the hospital.
I'm no EMT, but I think that's what you have to do.
That's what I always tell
you. Woman in stable condition.
Leave it in until you get to the hospital, push. That's how I say.
That's why you want me on the scene of an accident. I know.
No, you don't.
To leave whatever impaled you inside you till we get to the hospital.
I'm Todd.
I'm here to help.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.